My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin grills his scammer Belinda on love, emails, Facebook, photos, comedy, and the internet. So listen and enjoy.
All right.
Because 150 guys or whatever.
150 guys. That's a lot. That's money to them.
Yeah.
That's money to them. These lonely guys that are sitting out there, you know, talking with her, that's money that she's losing.
Now, I also told her she needed to create a new account with her.
Right.
All right. So we'll pick up.
Okay.
This is her. Finished doing my laundry and about finishing creating the new account. This is my new email account. She gave me the new one. Mm-hmm. It's her name at yahoo.com.
Okay.
New account. I go, are you going to put the message on the old one? And I go, what about shybear0337? That was her scamming email, which we know she scammed from.
Yes.
Who I actually talked to her as a Nigerian man. Mm. And at the time, she didn't know it was me. I was talking to her as somebody else.
And I talked to her when I was a dull American man, Scott Walker. And I didn't get a lot of play because my character was very dull. But she did write to me with that email.
And now Joe's girlfriend, who I set him up with, also had an email, sweetwoman0337, which was the last four numbers. Okay. She goes, yes, that's old news, hon. I go, what does 0337 mean? She goes, it means nothing, really. I go, it has to mean something. She goes, it just helped me remember my email. I go, how does a number which mean nothing help you remember?
Good point.
She goes, it's a number that sounds really simple to me. That's why I used it. I go, okay.
I must sound really simple to you to buy that bullshit, but whatever.
123 is a simple number. That's not a simple number.
It was
number.
Taken by you. Sweet woman, 123. I go, so how will your friends and family find you with your new Facebook profile? She goes, I will send them requests and hope they accept. I go, do you have another Facebook profile besides this one in Agnes? She goes, I created one, but I forgot the password. What of you? Do you have another one? I go, Facebook can give you the password. Belinda, of course I do not. I am pretty public. Need to be for my job. Babe, do me a favor. Put a message on the Agnes page so it can be taken down soon. It would make me feel better. Okay, please, let me upload a couple of pictures first.
Okay.
Okay, will there be one with your daughter? I will upload my daughter's own, too. Okay, you had her young. Yeah. So there'll be proof of life like you pictured. Like, I wanted her to take a picture of, like, her holding the newspaper with the day's date.
Proof of life.
Yep.
Wow.
So, Facebook can't prove life. It can prove bullshit. It's just Manti. So I go, will there be proof of life picture like you promised? She goes, nope, today, but I will happen soon. I will happen soon. A friend will get me a camera on Monday, so by Tuesday you will see. Promise. I go, okay. I want the picture to have the current days of the newspaper in it, okay? She goes, okay, no problem. I go, chatting with Belinda and seeing Belinda's picture is much better than chatting with Agnes and seeing Agnes's picture. Let's hope Belinda's Belinda and not some dude using a girl to scam a guy.
Oh, snap.
Because when I had the phone call, we heard the guy feeding the girl every damn line.
Yeah.
And we played that a couple of weeks ago. We played it.
Ooh, excuse me.
She goes, of course I'm Belinda and no one else. I feel really comfortable now chatting with you. I go, I'm glad. We will see in time, Belinda. I hope you are as you say. I still do not know, but I will hang in for a bit longer to find out. She goes, yeah, happy you're still around. I go, of course you are. I'm a fun waste of time, LOL.
Oh, nice.
Now, this plays to Joe's. Joe's theory is that that the shenanigans I create are so much fun, why would they possibly want to give me up? Mm-hmm. Right, Joe? Mm-hmm. So I'm playing to what Joe is saying right here. I got Joe on my trip with me. It was terrible.
Chris has cracked the code on 0337, by the way.
What is it?
He said it's the amount of men she scammed.
No, right? I guess if I see that ticker goes up, I should be alarmed.
You should be if it changes.
0338.
Also, he's afraid that the proof of life, the headline on the front of the page is going to say Kennedy shot.
That's fucking funny. Chris
Dewey beats Truman.
I go, I do not know much, but I do know I have to be the most entertaining SOB Agnes ever chatted with, LOL.
Ah.
That's funny.
She goes, no, hon, don't say that. Let's just say we had a bad time sometime past, LOL. Well, clearly something was different than the others you chatted with. Something made you stick around. She goes, well, my feeling for you made me stick around. I go, you do not have feelings the first few times you talked to somebody online. You professed your love, I put that in quotes, pretty quickly. Because remember, right away, she's like, that's what they do. They professed within a couple days. She goes, I was in a bad place in my life, and I needed someone to talk to, so when you gave me that chance, I felt really loved. I go, that is sweet. Why did you friend so many guys? The truth, not the Agnes answer.
Oh.
She goes, that is true. Was looking for the perfect man who could take care of me, Mr. Wright. I go, on the internet with a bunch of comedians? I go, you poor thing, LOL. I go, are there Ghanaian comedians? She goes, yeah, there are quite a few.
No, they're all straight.
Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom is still with you, Joe. She says he says she may be Belinda, but in no way is she being honest.
Okay.
Now the whole thing, Tom, is the if she gives up those names, if she tells those other people that she's a scammer, that's the key thing.
That's gonna be.
That's what we're waiting on.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, there are quite a few. There is a program at the theater that is called 1014 Laughs. And music where comedians crack jokes. It's really nice. Do you think you can join them one day and do your thing with them?
What do they pay?
Maybe. If they can pay me, and I can come.
And we comped on the airfare. And do you need a middle?
Think I'm taking you on that type of flight?
Oh, thanks.
She goes, do they bring far? I go, do they bring foreigners in? She goes, how much would you take if you were to perform here in Ghana? I go, don't know. I got paid well by the expatriates when I originally went there.
Right.
If you were serious, have them contact me on my email address, and I'll have my people work something out. She goes, well, there are a couple of Nigerians who joined the Ghanaians, and it's really interesting. Okay. She goes, okay.
What kind of mic is this? Well, sorry.
She goes, okay, we'll see what you can do, but it's happening December 24th. This is the 15th we're talking. Okay. I go, I bet there are a lot of jokes are about silly Westerners who make foolish decisions, LOL.
Oh, wow.
I go, I can be there. I go, if everything checks out, I can come. My people will not let me go on something that is not completely legitimate. And I go, what do you get when you get a Nigerian, a computer, and a Westerner? I'm writing material, by the way.
Oh, no. What's...
She goes, tell me. I go, about $50,000.
No,
how
did you react to that?
She goes, LOL.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.